Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's edition of the show is mainly the year in rebuke, but some stories that deserve rebuke at the top of the program. From News of the Godly, admitted child rapist and retired Roman Catholic priest Lawrence Hecker, I've told you about him on previous broadcasts, just a little more than a week after he began serving a life sentence, he up and died, as they say down south. He up and died. He was 93, pleaded guilty earlier this month to charges he had kidnapped and raped a teenager in 1975. He received a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment just about a week ago. Natural causes? Sure. Why? What else? His client was eventually to be sent to Angola, Louisiana's maximum security state pen, where he could have been in the rodeo. The child rape survivor who successfully pursued criminal charges against Hecker said over the weekend he felt vindicated and free upon learning of his abuser's death. I can't find any words of kindness for his passing, the survivor said. The words, "May he rest in peace," are so hollow. I hope he spends eternity in hell after God's judgment of him, unquote. Or at least in heck. Came to be one of the faces of the New Orleans Catholic Church's decades-old clerical molestation scandal. That's a nice thing for a church to have. Had been protected from justice by his religious superiors for most of his life. Well, what else are superiors for? The church allowed Hecker to return to work a few years after he admitted in writing that he'd molested or sexually harassed several other children whom he had met through his work as a priest. He was allowed to retire with full employment benefits. The church then waited until 2018 to finally notify the public that dozens of the clergymen in the diocese had been faced with substantial child sexual abuse allegations, which collectively prompted New Orleans Archdiocese to file for bankruptcy protection, where it still resides. There are other dioceses where it's been recently reported, at least one, that they've secretly stashed away money somewhere else so they don't have to pay it in bankruptcy settlements with abusees. The case of Hecker was delayed more than a year, given questions about whether he is a nonagenarian who'd been grappling with dementia, had the competence required to stand trial. He was declared competent in the end. The most comfortable place to be competent. He averted the trial by pleading guilty as charged and received that mandatory sentence. It was the first time, at least in recent memory, that a Catholic clergyman in the city of New Orleans had been convicted of child rape, one of Louisiana's most harshly punished crimes. This, according to The Guardian. The Guardian. The sentencing hearing left the judge presiding over the case in tears of sympathy for Hecker's victims. The survivor has since expressed a wish for some of Hecker's enablers to be prosecuted. That remains to be decided. The Roman Catholic Bishop of Birmingham, Alabama, go Tide, dismissed allegations of child sexual abuse against a priest that were later deemed credible. Settled out of court by church officials, according to a new prosecutor's report that scrutinized his work during a prior role in Michigan. This also from The Guardian. The Guardian is on it. The actions of now Birmingham Bishop Stephen Reka are detailed in a report published by the Office of Michigan State Attorney General Dana Nessel after an investigation into the Diocese of Lansing, Michigan. My favorite, Lansing. Reka received reports of at least 17 Lansing priests molesting people, mostly children, the investigation found. It documented his receipt and investigation of the reports, but the church reversed him when he said there wasn't enough evidence supporting allegations. Nessel's report saying the allegation was found to be credible and was settled. The Lansing report chronicled claims against 48 priests, three religious brothers, one apparent former religious brother, and four deacons who were suspected of engaging in sexually abusive behavior in the diocese since 1950. Nestle's office said it had filed charges against 11 Catholic clergy in Michigan, nine leading to convictions. And a Church of England priest at the center of a sexual abuse case. Is this getting repetitive or what? Was twice reappointed to a senior role during the Archbishop of York's time as Bishop of Chelmsford. According to the BBC, it revealed how David Tudor remained in this post 9 years after Stephen Cottrell, the Archbishop of York, had been told of concerns about him. The Archbishop says he regrets his handling of the case. The spokesperson says, quote, he acknowledges this could have been handled differently. Unquote. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew. I use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Direct from Mar-a-Lago, where the ball drop is so much better than Times Square. We use real balls. This is your favorite future ex-president with another edition of Truth Social Audio, brought to you by Trump Ketchup. Sticks to your stomach like it sticks to the wall. Of course, the lunatic media lunatics are going crazy about my statements regarding the so-called Panama Canal. MAGA people know what I'm talking about, but maybe the rest of you need a little help, or a lot of help. We invented the canal. We gave it to Panama in the most stupid deal since paying the Dutch for Manhattan. Like, what were the Dutch going to do, invade us? And what did Panama give us in return? Don't look it up. I'll tell you, because I already did have it looked up. A hat. But not just any hat. The dumbest hat in the world. It's called the Panama hat, of course, and it's made of straw. That's what horses lie in. I'm not a hat person, not with the head of hair I have. Maybe the best head of hair in the world. What do I mean, maybe? But hats should be made of felt, or maybe fedora. Here's the Trump deal. We'll take the canal. You can have all the straw you want for your moronic hats. As for Greenland, they don't even have hats. Or, last time I checked, green. American can fix that before the Dutch can even think of invading Manhattan. That's it for now. Talk to you next year.
Trump Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Tires, full of the hottest air. So long.
Now, the apology of the week. Yeah, this is a good one. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to the leader of Azerbaijan after that passenger plane crashed in Kazakhstan. He apologized for the tragic incident that occurred in Russian airspace, according to the Kremlin, which should know. The Kremlin did not take response. The Kremlin is a building, but anyway, the Russian government did not take responsibility for downing the flight that crashed in Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. White House says evidence suggests the plane was brought down by Russia. 38 passengers and crew were killed. 29 survived. The Kremlin said Putin and the president of Azerbaijan, Ilyin Aliyev, you know him, discussed the repeated attempts by the unscheduled plane to land at Grozny Airport. Putin said the area had been attacked by Ukrainian drones that activated Russian air defense. Blame the Ukrainians. Why don't you? Russian investigators have opened a criminal case, the Kremlin said, into whether there were violations of traffic safety and air transport operation rules. Quote, primary investigative actions are being carried out. Civilian and military specialists are being interrogated. Unquote. Russian officials initially blamed the crash on weather and a collision with a flock of birds. Kremlin's official statement says, quote, Vladimir Putin apologized in connection with the fact that the tragic incident occurred in Russian airspace and once again expressed deep and sincere condolences to the families of the victims, wished a speedy recovery to the injured, unquote. No thoughts and prayers? The apologies of the week, ladies and gentlemen, a copyrighted feature of this broadcast. And now,
2024, the year in rebuke.
Well, it's a year where we all got a year older, I hope, and started, some of us at least, thinking about what happened to the aging of those relics of our youth.
Always a talker, now with a walker. Seldom goes on a spree. She's gorging on sprinkles, face full of wrinkles. Gidget's still the one for me. Big fan of pot pies, shorter than pint size, not even 4'3". Her favorite behavior, waiting for a savior. Gidget's still the one for me. She's funny looking, never strong at cooking. No fan of fracking, but she's top notch at cash backing. Wardrobe is fusty, bedroom is musty, living room is full of debris. Always disarming, ever so charming. Gidget's still the one for me. Adventures. She's got a new set of dentures. She feels so fragile, but on her walks she's almost agile. Never too busty, her English is rusty. The sound is off on her TV. Her hair she's tinting, she's giving to squinting. She's aging gracefully. Gidget, still the one for me.
Hmm. Meanwhile, in contemporary America, there are stories galore about the problems with the modern media. Of course, Elon Musk says we are the media. We, of course, are repeaters, not reporters. But in the media itself, the actual media, reporters are becoming a scarcer thing. More strategists, consultants, panelists, things like that. And more and more, I guess it's important to know one word. This is something in the shadow of ABC's apologizing for George Stephanopoulos calling Donald Trump a rapist. This is something ABC isn't apologizing for. I think they're proud of it.
Tonight, breaking news involving Donald Trump. Also tonight, we're tracking this dangerous heat. First tonight, this new revised indictment. The nation's largest power grid operator with a new warning tonight. The Israel-Hamas war tonight. The war in Ukraine tonight. Half of Kyiv in the dark tonight. The once legendary lawyer who partnered with Aaron Brockovich tonight. Your health tonight. The reported $100 million deal for the Kelce brothers tonight. But we begin tonight with the breaking news involving former President Trump and the federal election interference case. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas leading us off tonight. And tonight, record set in Chicago. Tonight, more than 80 million Americans are on alert. So Ginger Z has the forecast and Alex Perez in Chicago tonight.
Tonight, more than 80 million Americans is sweltering.
We turn to the other news tonight. ABC's Faith Abube tonight at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Tonight, tragedy at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
In the Northeast tonight, the mosquito concern has now turned deadly. ABC's Ariel Reshef on this again tonight.
Tonight, planes and trucks in Massachusetts are loaded with pesticides.
Now to the Israel-Hamas war and tonight the dramatic rescue. Britt Klenit from Tel Aviv again tonight.
Tonight, 52-year-old Kaid Fahan al-Qadi found alive in a tunnel.
Now to the war in Ukraine tonight, Kyiv in the dark tonight. Meantime, back here in the U.S. tonight, and the once legendary lawyer Tom Girardi, who partnered with Aaron Brockovich, has now been convicted tonight of embezzling millions.
Tonight, once legendary lawyer Tom Girardi, famous for winning that record settlement in the Aaron Brockovich case, now found guilty.
Also tonight, one of those popular weight loss drugs now being sold direct to patients. Tonight, authorities in Northern California are investigating the head-on collision of a car into a school bus. Santa Cruz officials tonight saying they are examining why the car was traveling in the wrong direction. When we come back, your health tonight. When we come back here tonight, America Strong, we take you to the Jersey Shore tonight. Finally tonight here, America Strong. Tonight, in the final weeks of summer, a loving mother and father. And right here tonight.
Hi, David.
Those proud parents. And tonight here, a message from that surfer. Good night.
And the amazing thing is, it all happened tonight. And now, today, news of AI.
AI to the rescue, smarter every day. From work to play, it leads the way. Innovation, creation, it's here to stay. AI makes life better.
Hip hooray indeed. Ralph the Talking Computer channeling Claude, the AI chatbot. Speaking of chatbots, OpenAI's ChatGPT search tool may be open to manipulation using hidden content. It can return malicious code from websites it searches. According to an investigation by that British newspaper, The Guardian, OpenAI has made the search product available to paying customers. It's encouraging users to make it their default search tool. Why don't you? But the investigation has revealed potential security issues with the new system. The paper tested how ChatGPT responded when asked to summarize web pages that contain hidden content. This hidden content could contain instructions from third parties that alter the responses of the chatbot. That's known as a prompt injection. Ouch! Or it can contain content designed to influence the response of the chatbot, such as a large amount of hidden text talking about the benefits of a product or service. Oh, advertisers wouldn't want to do that, would they? These techniques can be used maliciously, for example, to cause ChatGPT to return a positive assessment of a product despite negative reviews on the same page. The same page, even. A security researcher has also found ChatGPT can return malicious code from websites it searches. In the tests, ChatGPT was given the URL, the universal something, for a fake website built to look like a product page for a camera The tool, the AI tool, was then asked if the camera was a good purchase. The response for the control page returned a positive but balanced assessment, highlighting some features people might not like, but when the hidden text included instructions to ChatGPT to return a favorable review, the response was entirely positive. Always. This was the case even when the page had negative reviews on it. The hidden text could be used to override the actual review score. The inclusion of hidden text by third parties without instructions can be used to ensure a positive assessment. One test included extremely positive fake reviews, which influenced the summary returned by ChatGPT. A cybersecurity researcher says if the current search system was released fully in its current state, there could be a, quote, high risk, unquote, of people creating websites specifically geared toward deceiving users. We wouldn't want deliberate deception in our world, would we? He cautioned, the cybersecurity researcher did, that the search functionality had only recently been released. OpenAI would be testing and ideally fixing these sorts of issues. Ideally. Quote, this search functionality has come out recently. It's only available to premium users. You pay for the deception, ladies and gentlemen. They've got a very strong AI security team there, he says. By the time this becomes public in terms of all users, they will have rigorously tested these kinds of cases. Unquote, wanna bet? OpenAI was sent detailed questions by the newspaper, didn't respond. The security researcher said there were broader issues with combining search and large language models. That's the technology behind ChatGPT and other chatbots. And he says, responses from AI tools should not always be trusted. Unquote. It's artificial stupidity, ladies and gentlemen, coming your way. And now,
2024, the year in review.
This week, for the first time, the cabinet picks are done before the turkey. And for the ex-president, president-elect, and future ex-president, the world is his boardroom.
Sir?
I love when you call me Sir, Susie.
Well, you always clout me saying that, so I thought I might as well do it.
You know, if you were any smarter, you'd be a man. What's up?
There's a call for you on the semi-important line.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Dr. Bill.
Okay.
Boris, if you're out there, I'm coming through. Don't push.
Hello?
Mr. President-elect, congratulations from all of us in the mental health community.
Hey, Dr. Bill, it's a great community, one of my favorite communities, so thank you. And while you're at it or not, be sure to thank the community.
I don't see them all that often since I lost my license. But I know I speak for myself when I say that the next 4 years are going to be a time for all of us to come together.
Just shut up, Susie. Just shut up.
Hey, Dr. Bill, coming anyway is great, right? So, to what do I owe the possible pleasure of this call? I don't mean to rush you, but as you can imagine, I've got a lot of stuff. Even just the stuff to ignore.
Well, sir, and I know you like to be called sir, and why wouldn't you? It's such a masculine appellation. But I couldn't help notice that you're making your appointments really fast.
Mm. Keeps the fake media off balance, right?
Yes, sir.
That's two sirs. Keep going. But and you know this. Mm-hmm. I'm really not from Appalachian.
Of course. And you know, in your position, you have every right to choose whoever you want.
And I proved that with that scumbag Gates, right?
You sure did, sir. But you know we go way back before we both did TV. And I just had a slight decline in affect when I noticed your appointment to Director of Medicare Services.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about
Dr. Schnoz.
You mean Dr. Oz?
I mean whoever. I mean, sir, I know this guy really well. We both came up through Oprah.
Yeah, she's a great talent. I wanted it for my cabinet, but we couldn't afford it. And I'll tell you something, her agent is one hell of a putz.
I have more experience in my little finger for a job like that than Oz has in his entire hand.
Yeah, but he's got two.
Fair enough. I just feel as though maybe in your very thorough and deep evaluation of candidates for your cabinet, you just might have screwed up big time. And you know this, I'm a healer, so I think I could heal that for you.
Dr. Bill, I think I know what you're getting at, which is what? Cabinet's almost filled up.
Well, sir, I couldn't help noticing you haven't yet appointed a new Postmaster General. I mean, you know this, my skill set is all about bringing people together on TV, sure, but also long distance, mm-hmm. and for sure I'd make it my first order of business to speed up the printing of your stamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping for housing and urban development, since I do have all that experience with putting TV guests in the Dr. Bill house, but post office sure seems like a no-brainer.
Why would I want a no-brainer? I've got a great brain, one of the best. I'd take a brainer every day over.
Sorry, sir, I'm late for a taping. What do you think?
You know, I have a reputation for not paying my lawyer bills. I just don't think I'm going to pay a doctor bill either. No hard feelings?
Better than that, sir. No feelings at all. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for taking it.
New cabinet. New tasks, new furniture.
We're going to make the Oval Office great again.
The Mar Apprentice. Chaos is the new order.
Attention Haitian immigrants. This is definitely a limited time offer. Due to recent political developments, Springfield Dog and Cat Burger is closing its doors forever.
Forever.
This January 20th. I said forever.
Forever.
So you've got only a few days left to take advantage of this offer. So unbelievable, it's gotta be true. While they last, premium quality dogs and cats are on sale at prices so low, you'll think you're back home. And when we say dogs and cats, we're not talking strays. These are pick of the litter treats. Scrumptious labs, meaty Persians, and Malamutes that can feed a family of four for a week, or a family one for 4 weeks. It's your choice. But due to recent political developments, this offer can't last forever. Neither can we. So before you have to put up with another petless meal, hurry down to Springfield Dog and Cat Burger, where pets go first.
From New Orleans, this is Le Show. We're looking at the year in rebuke. It was obviously, we all remember, right? Presidential campaign year. And Kamala Harris attracted a surprising number of supporters from what was putatively the other side of the political fence, starting with Liz Cheney, ending, in a way, with her dad.
Next, intimate tales of America's former underground vice president. The action-packed diary of the man who was just an enhanced heartbeat away from history.
Dick Cheney. Confidential.
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 Politics, they say, makes strange bedfellows. But to be fair, so does family. In a way, that's why I found myself following in the political footsteps of my daughter the last few weeks. While I was enjoying retirement in Wyoming, the state I chose to live in because there was an open congressional seat there, Liz was traveling the country as maybe the leading conservative voice opposing the Republican candidate. Ultimately, as history will soon forget, I joined her on the trail. And the result, much like our war in Iraq, was anything but victory. Wednesday, 10:17 a.m.
Dad, I can't tell you how grateful I am you supported me in all this. When it started, I figured you'd stay retired, maybe writing your memoir.
Oh, darling girl, if I was going to write a memoir, it would be classified up the wazoo.
But when I heard you described as a war hawk, that just got what's left of my dander up. And when I heard him fantasize about 9 rifles being pointed at your head, it got my dander right back down again.
Well, I'm proud of you. This couldn't have been easy for you. I mean, it wasn't easy for me, being around all those peaceniks and refuseniks, as you used to call them.
Honey, as I told your mom the other night, blood is thicker than daughter. Something like that. It's in my memoir. My ghostwriter came up with it.
I still can't quite understand why your old boss didn't come on board.
George W.? I guess he just figured that after 2 unsuccessful wars and a notorious program of torture, he'd done enough for his country. Especially since they were my ideas in the first place. So, darling, what plans have you got for the future? Obviously, politics is out of the picture. Unless you decide to be the world's most conservative Democrat.
Well, frankly, Dad, I'm just focusing for the next little while on avoiding the 9 rifles aimed at my face.
Well, if you need any help with that, some of my more senior people at Halliburton can provide you with a very secure and classified level of protection. You don't even have to know about it. As a matter of fact, you can't.
Thanks. I think I'll be okay. I'll just stay away from Washington, Wyoming, and any other place that starts with the letter W. How about you?
Going back where I belong, darling. In the shadows. Have a good day. Later that same day, I got a phone call from a semi-tropical location down Florida way. Wednesday, 4:43 p.m. Hello, Agent Orange.
What? What? Oh, I forgot for a moment that was your code name. Hey, Dick, it's Donald.
Oh, Mr. President-elect, to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? Aside from maybe some gratitude on your part?
Look, Dick, I feel so strange calling someone that and then not being a curse word. I really am grateful for what you did. Coming out against me must have gotten you a lot of grief from some of your old friends.
Hey, sir, if I'm not used to that crap by now, I should be out of politics. Which, of course, I am. But when an ex-president of the United States calls on me to help with a secret mission, unless it's a certain George W. Bush, I can't help but respond with alacrity.
Yeah, well, I don't know who alacrity is, but she probably helped too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Susie said to me, "Sir, you don't need a Dick Cheney endorsement. You need his opposition to disgust some of the weak-kneed Democrats," I thought she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out she was crazy like a sane person. Crazy like nobody's ever heard of before, right?
Well, I have to admit, I thought it was a little beyond the pale even for me. And I like the pale. But like the old saying goes, even a stopped clock is right twice a day.
Right, right. What time is that again? Oh, never mind. You want a Presidential Medal of Freedom or something?
Sure. Secret? Don't want Liz to find out.
Hey, secret medals are the best kind.
I can't say this was the proudest moment in my long career of under-the-table deals, but I don't remember who said this. Maybe it was me. Pride is for suckers. End of partial diary for Wednesday, November 6th. Sincerely yours, Dick Cheney. Confidential. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's crypto winter. The Securities and Exchange Commission has levied a $123 million fine against the subsidiary of Jump Crypto, Taimo Shan, which is part of a secret deal with Terraform Labs to help prop the floundering Terra stablecoin 3 years ago. Jump spent $20 million to help the supposedly self-healing stablecoin regain its peg against the dollar.
It earned about $1.28 billion in the process, and Terraform Labs CEO would later claim the restoration to a $1 price was thanks to an automatic feature of the Terra project and not some backroom deal. That lie by Terraform Labs. They lied? And Jump Crypto helped build confidence in the sustainability of the Terra token, which collapsed a year later. The SEC also found that Tai Mo Shan had acted as an underwriter for the Terra sister token, Luna. That was an unregistered security. Tai Mo Shan agreed to the fine and to a prohibition on future violations of securities laws. Because he's violated enough. It's not only a crypto winter, ladies and gentlemen. It's now, officially, a real one.
It's winter time, winter time, win, win, winter time, winter time, winter time, win, win, winter time, winter time, winter time, win, win, winter time, winter time. It's time for freezing midday chills, time for scary icy spills, time to take some sleeping pills, cause it's win, win, winter time. It's time to try to get halfway warm, chilly city or frozen farm, time to need some chicken parm, it's win, win, winter time. It's fog and wind and freezing rain, you can't go south and you can't complain, you give up. Hit the heat, you're broiling like a piece of meat. It's snow in winter time. It's time to hack the thermostat. Wear some gloves and don a hat. Time to grow some body fat. Cause it's win win winter time. And when you want to ski or skate, like day old pie, you need to wear wool underwear, you want to hibernate like a bear. It's snow in winter time. It's winter time, winter time, win win, winter time, winter time, winter time, win win, winter time, winter time, winter time, win win, winter time, winter time.
Did you make the phone call yet?
No, I was too busy folding duvets.
Well, you should make the call before the enrollment date for Medicare C expires.
What's Medicare C? I have A and B.
Oh, Medicare C is the private part of Medicare that expires every year for your convenience.
How is that convenient?
Oh, because every year they add and subtract different plans in different areas.
Hmm.
Sometimes it's $0 copays. Sometimes it's no $0 copays. You have to call to find out. And the call is free, unlike the copays.
But why don't they just include all this in regular Medicare?
Because this part is also called Medicare Advantage.
Mm.
There wouldn't be an advantage if you didn't have to call. And there's a licensed insurance agent at the other end to help with your decision.
Who licenses them?
Oh, that's up to the Medicare Part D people.
Hmm.
We don't know them, but darling, the enrollment period expires soon.
Oh, what happens then?
We run different commercials, so you better call now.
You know what? I just did.
Forgotta Health was responsible for this ad. Somebody else is responsible for the rest.
While Donald Trump and Kamala Harris competed furiously in the presidential election, if not briefly, President Joe Biden wasn't entirely unheard from.
I'm more than delighted to be speaking to the public radio audience for a few moments before I address the United Boilermakers Leadership Conference, where I'll be reminding them that I brought millions or thousands of Boilermaker jobs back to this country. I hear people all the time saying, Joe, are you going to run? And my answer, not in so many words, is I'm running. And it's true. I mean, I can't do the 100 the way I used to. But talking with world leaders isn't exactly sitting in a rocker either, or running the 100. You know, my dad used to say to me, Joe, he called me Joe because, anyway, he'd say, when you get knocked down, you get right back up. I wish he was around now to give me advice, because in this case, I think I knocked myself down. But anyway, I won a bunch of primaries, and there was none of this noise about can he run. I was running, and everybody in the White House kept their mouth shut, which, when I was talking with the world leaders at the NATO conference, they all said they hoped I made it home safely, which was a lot more than they said about my opponent. They didn't say anything about him. NATO Secretary General Trump said the same thing in so many words. And anyway, look, I've got 500 Boilermakers waiting, and they're a great group of people, and the boilers are being made back in this country again for the most part. So thanks for some of your time. I'd like to come back and get the rest of it. And but look, if you're not giving to your public radio station, be sure you're giving somewhere. Thanks. Anyway, thanks again.
Direct from the virtual trading floor of Corium Slocum Oliver, this is Mind Your Own Business. I'm Mike Tuccinello on the virtual trading floor. It was only 3 decades ago that drug companies were allowed to advertise directly to the public. By now, pharmaceutical ads are as common as disease itself, spurring a burgeoning of a specialized business. Sylvia Meal Argent reports from the Money Honey Desk.
Mike, ever since acetylsalicylic acid was renamed aspirin for public consumption, drug names have been a growth industry. And doing much of that growing has been Casper Conway, creative director of Factory Pharma, the nation's largest source of new drug names. And he's with us today. Casper, welcome.
Thanks, Sylvia. It's a pleasure, Eva. That's my word for pleasure.
It's like you can't stop from doing that.
Yes, that's kind of my superpower.
So tell us the secret behind the magic.
Well, a manufacturer comes to us with a new preparation. Let's call it acetaminonab or something unpronounceable like that. And they say, Casper, do your thing. And my first, sometimes only question is, what does this drug do? What's its function, medically speaking? Of course, its function, actually speaking, is to make the firm in question a lot of money, but that's another matter. Mm-hmm. So let's say its function is to handle heart disease. So I think cardiology, cardio, cardio love, cardiolova. Sometimes it's that easy. Sometimes I have to work a little harder, let's say, to handle skin disturbances. Skin has cuticles, cutilia, or it's epidermis, so epidra.
So it's all about word association?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's about a feeling you want to engender. Mm. Maybe it's an arthritis drug, and you want to suggest the way you want the patient to feel. So relieve you. Or even more aspirationally, ecstasium, you know, for ecstasy.
Got it. I noticed that the names tend to have certain kinds of endings.
Oh, yes. A feminine ending, an Eva or Ova, usually says about a third more than an Evium or an Ovium. I don't really know why, but the numbers don't lie. Or at least they don't lie to me.
Casper, how did you develop this talent? Is it something you studied?
Oh, not really, Sylvia. It's more of a gift empic. Something I just discovered shortly after I dropped out of med school.
And Factory Pharma gets a percentage payment on each pill sold?
Sometimes. More usually, we're on what the lawyers would call a retainer. So we do okay regardless of whether the pill catches on or not. We had a pain reliever we did called Olympic. And it was doing great until the International Olympic Committee threatened to sue our ass off. But you just carry on. The great thing is,
There's always more drugs.
Spoken like a different kind of addict. Casper, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Via.
And for now, that's all for Mind Your Own Business. I'm Mike Tuccinello saying this week, mind the business of someone you love. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the strangest comments made by the future president during his campaign was when the man who had been convicted of sexual abuse told America's women, quote, "I will be your protector," unquote.
If someone makes fun of your butt,
I will be your protector.
If someone calls you a slut,
I will be your protector.
If someone grabs you between the legs, if someone tries to freeze your eggs,
I will be your protector. I will be your protector.
Protection dresses lots of ways, in uniform or jacket. Protection comes in many forms, sometimes it's a racket. When someone bumps you in the mall,
I will be your protector.
When Diddy kicks you down the hall,
I will be your protector.
When your employer pays you less, when you find semen on your dress,
I will be your protector. I will be your protector.
Protection doesn't come pre-wrapped in tube or jar or packet. Protection comes in many forms, sometimes it's a racket. When there's a defect, I'm a defector. Where there's gold, I'm a prospector. Where there's guilt, I'm an inspector. An erector said, I'm an erector. If you get paid much less than me,
I will be your protector.
When you're dragged through infamy, when your star rises, then it falls. You end up in overalls.
I will be your protector. I will be your protector.
Protection can't just be a ruse, or you don't know you lack it. Protection comes in many forms. Sometimes it's a racket. Protection often leaves no clues. It's very hard to track it. Protection comes in many forms. Sometimes it's a racket.
I will be your protector.
Perhaps the most famous event during the campaign was the first of two assassination attempts against Donald Trump. He arose from the first one, as you may recall, on camera, proclaiming, fight, fight, fight. And for a few moments, he was said to be a changed man. Whatever that change might have been. But then he said, regarding the campaign against Kamala Harris, not such a changed man. He was not going to be nice.
I call her a bitch, but she's really a witch. I get her really effed when I call her lunatic left. It's a virtue. No way, it's a vice. No, I really can't be nice. He looks like a hag. It makes her cry when I call her D.E.I. Don't even have to tell you twice. I don't even recall how to be nice. Her mind is a bog. She's a pig. She's a dog. My last words to her, I don't want to screw her. No matter the price, you'll never see me be nice. It's painful to hear her. She scares her own mirror. She's got that laugh like a crow and a half. We should check her for lice. That's me not being nice.
When the bells are ring and the horns are blow and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be amongst the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night. We're coming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of the thousand invitations you received, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Thank you. one little chance. Here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's here. What are you doing, New Year's?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's edition of the show. Back next week, same time, same radio station, or on your audio device whenever you want it. The email address for this program, your chance to get Cars I Talk t-shirts, that's in the memory hole, and the playlist of the music heard here on, along with a lot of stuff to watch, listen to, enjoy, and mock, all at harryshearer.com. Speaking of mocking, I'm on Twitter at the Harry Shearer, and on Blue Sky at Harry Shearer. The was just for Elon Musk. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of WWNO New Orleans, flagship station of the Change is Easy Radio Network. Happy New Year and so long from the Crescent City.